What are you doing here? Oh, no, no, no. Don't do that whole, aren't you happy to see me? No. You're not distracting me by pouting. Why are you here? Oh, you're here to borrow a book, are you? A likely story. Yes, I am suspicious. I am very, very suspicious because it's suspicious. Oh, really? Really? Because this is a library, it's perfectly reasonable for you to come and borrow a book, is it? Okay, it is. But it's not. I know you. I know you down to your very bones. And I read a lot of murder mysteries. Not that I'm saying you've murdered someone. Well, have you? You haven't. But you're up to something. You are up to something. Someone called you, didn't they? They did. Oh no, don't try and play innocent. I'm not buying it. Can't believe they called you. I can't believe they called you. Oh, those part-time librarians are just so dramatic. One little bit of library drama and they start panicking. Can't believe they called you. Library drama. What's library drama? You're married to a librarian and you don't know what library drama is. I am not surprised. Because it's not important. It is just so mundane. It's the everyday life of a librarian. There's nothing to worry about. And I can't believe that they called you. They worried you for nothing. What? No, my wing's perfectly fine. It's fine, see? See? Perfectly fine. What's what? Noise? What noise? I don't make a noise. I don't know what you're talking about. Darling, I would never make a noise. I'm a librarian. This is a library. And don't touch my wing. Fine. It's a little sore. I was stretching to put a book on the top of the really tall bookshelf. And why didn't I fly? Because it's a library and all the flapping would be very noisy. I fly silently because I'm an owl and you know that. Damn it. It was just a little kerfuffle. Just a tiny, tiny little kerfuffle. It's no big deal. Darling, it was really nothing. You know how people get about books. They get passionate and sometimes, you know, we have library drama. And I deal with it because I'm a librarian and that is my job. Don't look at me like that. No, that's not fair. That's not fair. You're looking at me all worried and concerned and... Ugh, fine. It was quite a bit of library drama. But I sorted it. It's fine. No books were stolen. Oh, that was the wrong thing to say, wasn't it? I know it was because the look on your face is not a happy one. I didn't put myself in danger. It was just a little, you know, troll. Little one. Not that little. And his friends. Two ogres. Yes, a troll and two ogres. I did not take them on single-handed. Technically. I used both my hands and both my wings and So. No books were stolen. Again, not what's important. What's important is no books were stolen. I'm sorry, I'm a librarian. I care. But I only just got them. I mean, they weren't my books. They were totally library books. I might be lying. And by might, I mean I am lying. But you said I couldn't bring any more books home. And I really wanted them because they're really rare and really expensive. And did I mention they were rare? They were spellbooks. Spellbooks. Really powerful spellbooks. Blood magic spellbooks. I wasn't going to use them. I was just going to collect them and stroke them and cherish them and look after them. But somehow word got out on the street. I say somehow. I know how. It was Susan From her very first day, I knew she wasn't trustworthy. I knew she was trouble. She cracked spines. Who does that? A criminal, that's who. Apparently, she's somewhat of an illicit book dealer. Makes me sick. She put the word out, and some unsavory sorts thought that they could come to my library and take my books. Oh, hell no! Not that I tried to stop them in any way, because I wouldn't do that. I just sat here while they took the books, but they dropped the books and then they just wandered off. And when I went to pick up the books, I fell over and I hurt my wing. This is a falsehood. I really need to become better at lying. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. How am I meant to sneak books past you if I can't lie? Why did I say that? I have a problem. You're right, I have a problem. And that problem is I don't have enough books. I mean, I'm sorry. But it was just two books. Just two little, big, heavy spell tomes that are just so gorgeous. And in my defense, and I use that term very loosely, I wasn't thinking at the time. I was just reacting because they put their hands on my books. They put their dirty hands on my books and they tried to take them. What was I meant to do? Just let them? I was, wasn't I? I was just meant to let them take the books. I couldn't. It goes against everything I stand for as a librarian. So I battered them. I really did. I took them out. I slaughtered them. See that blood? It's the trolls. See that blood? It's the ogres. See that blood? That's the other ogres. I made them bleed. I made them bleed for not bleeding. I mean, it's not blood. It's totally blood. What? Oh no, I totally dominated them. They were so afraid. The troll cried for his mother. At least I think it was his mother. It was a trollish name. I'm going to have to look it up. What? What? How did a troll hurt my wing? Oh no, the troll didn't hurt my wing. I'm not proud of this. I'm really, really not proud of this. This is very much conduct unbecoming of a librarian. This is, well, the troll was on the floor crying for his mother. Or not, I'm not sure. I still need to do the research. And I might have taken a book and slapped him. A couple of times. And, well, books aren't very aerodynamic. And I was really, really slapping. And you know my wings are just so swoopy. And I kind of sprained it because I kept hitting him with the book because he tried to steal my books and I feel very ashamed. I mean, there is no call for that kind of behaviour. You should never hit someone with a book. But he deserved it. What? Ambulance? Oh no, the ambulances are for them! Oh no. You came and you saw the ambulance. Oh, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. I didn't mean for any of this to happen. I just love books. I love books so much. And when you said, no more books at home, I... What? But you said I can't have any books at home. Well, any more books. You said that 10,000 was already too many. Why would you say that if you didn't mean it? Because you're building me a secret library for Christmas. You're building me a library? A secret library? It's invisible. So it's really secure. I love you so much. I adore you. I adore you more than any book. Oh no, I mean it, I really do. The reason I really bought the books to work is because I thought that you had reached your limit. Because I know that I'm very passionate about books, and it can be a lot to deal with. A lot to deal with. Because I am a very dedicated librarian. And I didn't want to lose you. But I still need my books. I need books. I need books. I have a problem. I need more books. That's my problem. So I brought them here. So you wouldn't go. You would never go. But Susan said... She didn't say anything. Well, she said that... She said I was a boring owl girl librarian and you deserved someone more exciting. Someone who wasn't always dusty from books. But I'm not dusty from books because I don't let them get dusty. Susan would. I was just a bit worried is all. But the spell books, they needed protecting. They needed to be taken care of. Because they've been used. They've been abused. They've been disrespected. It's not their fault that they're about blood magic. They don't deserve to be hated. They're beautiful. What? They could be the first books in my new library. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. What? Where did I learn to beat up trolls and ogres? Well, to be fair, it was only one troll. Do you remember in my last year of university, they forced me to take a non-book-based elective? Well, I chose self-defense. And because I'm a avian-based monster girl, my instructor was a swan girl. Yeah, a swan girl. And you know what they say about swan girls. They are batshit insane. I shouldn't swear. But they are. They're crazy. And they're tough. And I learnt mad swan fighting skills. But I've never had to use them before. I've been very fortunate. Not even when someone brought back a really, really, really late library book. I never had to resort to violence. But they tried to steal my books. They were disrespecting my books. They were being mean to my books. No one is mean to my books. So I went swan on their asses. Just, oh, it was scary. It was so scary. It felt so good. It felt so good. Are you laughing at me? You're laughing at me, aren't you? Why are you laughing at me? You're laughing because I used my mad swan fighting skills to defend my beloved books. Well, I use it to defend you as well. Do you want me to? Who do you want me to fight? Who do you want me to fight? I'll fight anyone. Come on, come on, come on then. Come on then. Are you sure? Because I will. I will swan them up. You sure? Because... I don't want you to think that I love books more than you. I love you more than any book. You are everything to me. And I will swan the fuck out of anyone who looks at you funny. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, part-time librarians? Don't even look. You saw what I did to that troll. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now get to work. Sorry, I got a bit carried away. You liked it? Really? Really? Wow. Would you like me to show you my mad swan fighting skills? Oh no, I don't mean, you know, showing you, just, you know, moving my wings around. No, see, that's not how it works. To really, really appreciate the swan fighting style, you have to see it live. So, I could always rejoin the circuit. The circuit. The cage fighting circuit. The cage fighting circuit. Well, that's how I paid for my first library. Well, because you don't get a lot of money as a training librarian, and there are so many books that needed a good home. They needed attention and care and, you know, just needed to be loved. So I got my instructor to introduce me to some questionable types. And I became a cage fighter. I was the librarian. Not the most fearsome title. In fact, they used to laugh at me. But then they would see me swan the fuck out, and then they feared me. They feared me. And now the street will fear me too, because do you know why I left them alive? So they could tell the tale. No one will ever dare touch a book of mine ever again. Well, apart from me and you. Of course you can touch my books. Oh, darling, I love you. My library is your library. I love you. So, is that a yes in the cage fighting? Oh, no, don't be hasty. Don't be hasty. So I imagine that you're planning quite a nice sized library. Well, with a bit more money, we could make it even bigger. A giant library. Imagine it. Imagine it! Really? Really? I didn't think you'd say yes. Well, that's amazing. That is amazing. Oh, that's amazing. Tell you what, I'll talk to Susan before the police drag her off, and she'll put me in touch with some questionable types. Oh, of course she will. She wants a good reference, doesn't she? Don't you, Susan? See? I'll be cage fighting again in no time. Oh, you're right. I need to heal my wing first. I love you. Darling, can we bring them home? I know the library's not ready yet, but can we bring them home? Well, they look so traumatized. They've had a really rough day. We can. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. You are just perfect. Let's go home. Oh no, don't worry. We don't have to carry them. They fly. They fly. I know, it's so convenient, right?